For an individual that has been designing for a couple of years now, if there is something I have struggled with, it has to be dealing with the pressure of building in the desert, majorly because of the part that I take. Here, I'm having a conversation with a fellow product designer, and I will indulge you to listen as she shares her insight on how she's been able to grow well without public recognition. An insightful session, I must say, and I'm pretty sure you would agree with me as you listen, right? Make sure to get your friends on board, right, by sharing the podcast with them. Guys, make sure to enjoy this session once again. Cheers. All right. Good day, everybody. Good day, everybody. To you, wherever you're listening to us from. I don't know how to whether to call myself your host, but I mean, my name is Florence Roger, and I'm the current creator of Design Hub, a podcast that started off recently. This will actually be the kickoff episode, and I have someone here, Sha. I mean, I'll let the person do the introduction, but basically, before the person comes up and talk, I'll talk more, try to introduce Designers Hub, what we do, and what we've been doing so far, and what we intend to do going forward. So originally, Designers Hub started as a community on Instagram, right? Where we were on Instagram, where we were bringing on designers, creatives, and we get to interview them, written interview. We ask them questions, basically where they share their journeys, where they share how they started, what they did while starting out, and experiences that will help junior designers or fellow designers to do better. So we transitioned from that point, text interview to Telegram. To a Telegram group where we eventually had and talk. I mean, it was all voice notes. At the time, Telegram had not released the voice chat feature, so don't let me bore you with this story. Then eventually we got to the point where we decided to have live virtual interviews with speakers from different fields of design, actually. One notable person being Tola Alabi. So we interviewed the speakers, we interviewed persons. I mean, in the process, we started a YouTube channel for the community. I mean, we've done a lot, and we still have a whole lot of things to do. And we are here. We're at the podcast junction. So I will be your host for today's podcast recording, today's podcast talk. My name is Florence Sean Jeremiah. I am a product designer. What else do I do? I teach design to people, friends, design enthusiasts, and what have you. I also try to help and influence the creative space or wherever or the space I find myself in positively. So now to will I call I'll call the person our VVVI, right? I have somebody here, or we have somebody here. I let the person do the introduction, but I mean just wait for the voice. All right. Hey, you can go do your introduction.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Martha Adeleke, and I'm a product designer. I'm passionate about designing beautiful experiences for users as well as businesses. Okay.
Hear that. All right. So, brief talk, brief yarn, right, before we get into the order of the day. How, why design though? Why did you pick design out of the whole, what I call it, billions of things to do? I mean, why design?
Why design? Well, I finished from the Department of Microbiology in Obafemi Awolowo University, and it was in part three that I started to think about what I was going to do when I was done with school. A part of me knew I didn't want to pursue a career in microbiology because I wasn't so I say passionate about it, so I wasn't so interested in pursuing a career in microbiology. And before I got into school, I had a brief knowledge about HTML, CSS, but I could not continue in school because my laptop got spoiled. Yeah, so in part three, I started to consider tech, but not really tech because I knew I did not like to code. So I didn't know what to do. I spoke with a friend about it and was telling me, okay, you can do graphic design. Then maybe from graphic design, you can transition to code. Maybe you find a programming language you love. Because I tried Python, but I did not like it. So while I was doing that, there was somebody in my department then who was teaching people skills, you know, Microsoft, front-end development. So I told him about it and I was like, oh, fine, if you don't like to code, there is user experience design. I was like, I've never heard of that. He's like, hey, you can just come enroll in a master class. Then from there, if you like it, you just continue. So it was, I started the master class in part four. Yeah, in part four, before I started writing my project. So we had a master class, which ran for a month. But because I really wanted to, you know, do it, I did it for a month and I was interested. No, we were just doing the basics. That was interface design. We were not doing all the old UX research thing. I didn't even know about UX like that. I didn't know about research, all these user flows, everything we know now. So after the master class, I would watch tutorials, practice, I would keep designing interfaces. Then I was also doing graphic design by the side. So I finished school in February 2020. Then we had to go home because of COVID. I didn't want to go, but I had to go because of COVID. And, you know, everyone was learning skills. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't sure I wanted to do graphic design like that because I knew I would have to speak to a lot of people. Design, business card. I do graphic design. So it was quite challenging. But in the midst of everything, I opened a design agency. Very funny. I opened a design agency and I called it, I think I called it Geode Design or something, Geode Digitals, right? So I was doing graphic design. I was getting small gigs, but I was not satisfied. Then along the way, I got a scholarship to study graphic design with Geniza School of Design. So I think from there, things started getting better and clearer because I had the basic design skill. I had the fundamentals, you know. Then in June, that was June 2020, I saw an opportunity to intern with HNG. And I think that was my first major exposure to what UI, UX design is or was, I don't know what to say, but yeah, that was like my first major exposure. You know, I met a lot of people. They were mentioning some strange terms, user flow, everything. I was like, what is happening? I know I'm passionate about solving problems here through design, but what's all this one? So it was very challenging. Because I was able to get to stage 8. I didn't know how that happened, but I got to stage 8.
You tried. Wow.
Yeah. I was so surprised because there were people who had been designing for like a year before they joined that internship. And they knew a lot of things. But I was just moving. I was submitting my design and I was moving to the next stage. It was so funny. And so I think after the internship, after I dropped out at stage 8 was when I made the decision to continue with UX design because it was quite interesting. And the fact that there's this scenario, I felt like I was actually solving a problem. You know, there is this satisfaction that comes with, oh, I'm doing something. Yeah, I'm doing something in my life. I'm like, okay. And for the fact that UX is not just limited to digital, your phones and your website, it has to do with a whole lot of things. The door you use at home, the door you use in the supermarket, your broom, everything, just everything, your book, the way it is, UX has to do with everything. So I think that was when I made the decision, okay, fine, I'm going to pursue a career in UX design or UI UX design as it is. So
Here we are. Yes,
right.
he's making a
Yeah.
name in the industry, right? Okay, so I mean, our talk, our conversation today is based around growth, right? Building. That's and so we'll be we're going to focus more on building in the desert. Now, people might be wondering, I mean, building in the desert, does it mean that you go to the desert and you're building, you do the foundation. But apparently that's not what we're here to talk about, Sha. All right, so I like Masha to get a view on it before I do the talking. It's a conversation, Sha. So let's start from there. Sorry, I'm a bit more ghetto-ish because you have to forgive me with my Sha and slangs. All right, okay.
Okay. Yeah, so by building in the desert as a creative, I think you're talking about building when there is no recognition and praise from fans or from people, right? Yeah, so I think for me, okay, disclaimer. Everything I'll be saying is like a personal opinion. It's not a rule or a regulation for those that will be listening, for you, for those that will be listening to the podcast. And so personally, I view life as a personal journey, right? Even though we are all connected and we are here to help ourselves, life is a personal journey. And if care is not taken, we can get distracted with another person's journey, especially if it's similar, like if you're doing the same thing. And I think for me, what has helped me to remain consistent, or to remain given to growth is the fact that I understand my journey. I understand that I'm not the same with everybody. We have similar journeys, but I'm not the same. Okay. And I also know that we are supposed to go through some processes, different processes, right? And if in 3 months somebody is already making it big and I'm not making it big, it doesn't mean that I'm not meant for greatness. It just means that I don't know how I would like to put it now. We are not running the same journey. So I can pick from that person. I can always speak with the person. Okay, what are you doing? Learn from the person. Because I know that definitely if I keep at it and trust the process, I will get to where I want to get to. And now that is where vision comes into play. I noticed that if you don't have a vision, even as a creative, if you don't have a vision, if you don't have a goal, you will get distracted. Building in the desert is about how I put it now. In the world we are today, the world satisfies instant gratification. We just want to learn something today, and tomorrow you just want to be everywhere. You want to start getting gigs. Like I'm talking about creators, I want to start getting gigs. It doesn't matter. You don't care if you've already learned the basics, if you know it enough to even go get a gig. And the problem is sometimes you will get that gig, but you would start to have problems or difficulties when you discover that you did not learn the basic things. You did not stay. You did not grow. You did not give yourself to the process. You were just rushing it. You were just rushing it. So I get that we start to say, oh, I'm having imposter syndrome. Now, I'm not saying that imposter syndrome is not valid, right? But I think there is a difference between incompetence and imposter syndrome. Sometimes we say we have imposter syndrome when, in the real sense, we don't even know what we are doing, or we've not learned what we are supposed to learn. And so we start to say, oh, imposter syndrome. So I think we need to know the difference. You just started today, 6 months, and you're like, oh, I'm having imposter syndrome. I'm having imposter syndrome. Because you rushed the process, you did not stay. You did not learn the basic things. You did not meet seniors to give you feedback. You did not send your design for review. You know, you did not. I was really hope you get what I'm saying. So we have to stay true to our journey and understand that we have to go through the process. You can't rush the process. You have to trust that process. Stay there and grow. Learn the basic things. Learn the basic principles that guide your career path. Now, this is not just for design. For any career path, learn the basic things that guide your career path. The soft skills, learn it. Sometimes while we are trying to rush and skip the process, we skip some major things because it is not just about the design. Now, in design, there is designing as a skill, yes. There is the business of design, okay? And if you don't experiment with what works for you, you would crash. Because you at the end of the day, you end up comparing yourself to somebody else. You would crash. Now, okay, I'm running this business this way, and that person is running his business another way. He's probably been there for 10 years, and you are just starting out. You are in your year one or year two. You understand? And that person has given himself to he has reviewed his designs. He knows the principles that work for him. He has put systems in place that help him stay productive, but you're comparing yourself. You've not even mastered the basics. You've not been able to experiment, okay? Now, I'm not saying you should not put yourself out there. Please, by all means, do. And also, for those who are saying, okay, I'm building in the desert, the downside to it is sometimes we'll keep lying to ourselves that, oh, it's not perfect enough. But the truth is you are just scared. You are scared of what people will say. Yes, you are just scared. The perfectionist to you is the one speaking. You're scared that it's not good enough. And if you don't put those things out there, there is no way you get a review. There is no way you get a feedback. And I think there is no way you know you're already good enough to, you know, go on to the next stage. Understand? So I hope I did justice to that topic.
Basically, self, I had a question that I was going to ask, right? But you covered it. The question was about striking the balance between building in the desert and marketing yourself, I mean public PR basically, because I mean you find out that in recent times a lot of people build in the desert, they learn the basics, but also you notice that their online identity is really, really strong. I mean, I don't want to mention names, right? But there are some people that, I mean, they just start today, not because maybe they already had the PR, they already had the fame, but they carry people along in their journey, right? They carry people along in their journey, and they made it in no time. So the question was going to be about striking the balance between in the desert and marketing. Let me use marketing as the word. So let me throw the question back to you. Where do you think is the balance, right? Where do you think is the balance? Where do you think someone strikes that balance? Okay, I'm building in the desert while I'm also marketing myself or marketing my skill.
I think there is a thing called showing your process, right? So even if it's not perfect enough, you can always show your process. Right, and there is another thing. If you don't tell people about what you do, especially in this tech space, if you don't let people know what you do, there is no way they will know. You know, I expect the people around you to be guessing. Okay, what is she doing? Or what is it doing? They won't know if you don't say it. Oh, I am a designer. I am a UX designer. This is what I do. This is my specification. You know, if you don't say it, they will not know, right? So you can always show your process. I don't believe in staying in the desert like as it is. And maybe after staying for 10 years, you now say there is a big bang. you now start to show everybody like, oh, I've made it. The thing is that the upcoming creatives don't know, they will not know what you went through. They will not know how you did it. So I think you're even depriving others from learning from you. Share your process. Okay, this is where I am. I'm going. Maybe you recently read an article on design, or you've been reading articles on design. So you can just share what you learned from it. You understand? So by that, even after saying, okay, I am a UX designer, people know that, okay, this is something else. They will learn from you. If you're working on a design project that does not have an NDA involved, you can just share, this is what I'm working on. You'd share it. You understand me? And sometimes you might not get the feedback you're looking for. You might not get the praise and everything you're looking for. And that is where consistency comes into play. You have to remain consistent. There should be a goal in view. Okay, why exactly am I sharing this thing? I want to put myself out there. And I know that, okay, the big break might not come overnight, right? So, but I'm going to remain consistent because there is a goal, there is a vision. I know where I'm going. So I have to keep posting. I have to keep sharing because I know with consistency, when you remain consistent, you know, one day, you don't know, or some, and the fact is that some people don't comment on your work, or they don't comment on your post, but they see it, right? And they are taking notes. People are taking notes. You understand? So even if you're building and you know that it is not good enough, that you should not share it yet, please make sure you know when to share. Even if you feel like it's not good enough, share it, okay? In fact, you can message some people, please, what do you think about my design? They will give you feedback. After getting the feedback, you can post it, right? I think that works. If you feel like, oh, it's not good enough, you can share it with somebody, let them give you feedback, make changes, and you post it instead of just keeping it until it is very, very, very perfect, because I don't think that perfect design will ever come, or you ever make that perfect design, right? So I hope I answered it.
I saw a tweet recently by Moskin. It's a bit popular in the design space, right?
Yeah.
He talked about, he said something that if you need design reviews, do not post your designs online. Because by time you, one thing is obvious, you won't get reviews. What you'll be getting will be hailing from different, even when the design doesn't work, you still won't get the reviews you need. So he talked about the fact that he said something around the area of when you need reviews, you send them to people personally and you get your reviews. I mean, it's exactly what you're trying to say, because I mean, no one also, as much as people want to hear you, right? No one also wants to come, not everybody wants to come to the public and give you a review that maybe will be best said in the DM. So yeah, you did. You actually did help answer. There was a question or a talk point that was building in my head while you initially started about people talk about when people come with the talk that they are having imposter syndrome, especially when they just start out. So I basically my question or the next talking point to be around, how do you think people that build in the desert, what are maybe points that they can do to keep on, right? Or not necessarily keep on. They can take notes of while building in desert, so they do not allow the external pressure, right? The external pressure from, I mean, what have you, social media. Are there maybe things you want to tell them so they could hear or tell us rather?
I think the principle of small wins come into play here, right? There are some times when I'm working on something, I see somebody do something and I start to get distracted. I'm like, oh, what am I doing in my life? You can't do this, sir. Why are you not doing it? You know, and I start to maybe criticize myself. But then I catch myself. Then I check my to-do list. Oh, I've ticked off maybe the major task on my to-do list. I'm like, this is something. This is a major win for the day, right? For the fact that I set out to do some things today and I was able to achieve them, that is a major win, right? So you can start off by having goals. Okay, this is the goal for the week, or these are the things I'm supposed to do this week. Set out to do them, work towards them. When you achieve them, I think that is a major win. You know, success, sometimes we define success by the way society defines success, but it's in those little things. And when you see somebody making it big, I think you should understand that that was a goal he or she has set for himself or herself. You understand? And so they are doing it because that was what they set out to do. You're saying that wasn't what you set out to do. You can borrow leave from them and maybe add it to your to-do list, right? Instead of comparing yourself and saying, oh, I don't think I'm meant for this thing, or maybe I'm too slow, or I don't know, what's that word again? Maybe design is not meant for me. Instead of that, you can just, okay, this person, maybe somebody really reflective. I need to work on blockchain design. But now you must not forget that you also set out to do some things initially. And so you can place that back of your list. You understand? And I really don't know how it works, but sometimes when people say, when people share their wins or something, it intimidates them. For me, it doesn't intimidate me, it inspires me. Because I understand that if I keep trusting the process, I know I'm not lazy. If I keep working, if I keep putting myself out there, I would eventually get there. I think when I see somebody sharing their way, it reminds me of the fact that my dreams are valid and it is possible. You know, these things I want to achieve are possible. So I really don't know. That's how it works for me, Sha. I hope I answered that question. I really hope I
There is
did.
a lot of value in what you just said, actually. Like, there's a lot of value. I mean, me personally, I feel like I feel like I know that I would to I go back, and because I'm not writing, I'm not taking notes. I have to go back, listen, and take down notes again, and I'll realign to all my principles, my goal setting abilities, and all of these things. Because there's a lot of value in all that you've said. And I can only say thank you, right? I mean, maybe this is not how we should have ended it. Because, like, would have loved to have you for like 7 hours if possible. That won't happen, right? I just want to ask for maybe closing remarks. Are there maybe things you want to talk about, advice you want to give, or conclusion, basically?
Well, I don't have aspire to perspire, so
No,
but
we don't do that yet.
right. So I think I'll just maybe share a few things from my note. While building in the desert, please don't be rigid. Be flexible. Allow yourself experiment. There are a lot of advantages to building in the desert when nobody is seeing you, or when you're not under the pressure to please people. You get to experiment, you get to know what you like, what works for you. Okay, I'm into UX design. What type of interfaces do I want to build? What type of design style works for me? Or maybe I started as a UI UX designer and I noticed I don't really like UI UX design. Maybe I love UX research, you know. There is no pressure. You just get to know what you like. You get to understand yourself. And I think that's what they call maybe self-awareness, right? So, consistency is key on this journey. It is key. And building relationships. I think I'm also working on that. It's very important to build relationships, to have friends in this space, because we can't do it on our own. Sometimes you get tired, sometimes you need people to give you tips in your design. Sometimes you want to even know what's happening in the design space or in the tech space. So you need to build relationships. Then lastly, I would say trust the process. I think this is my favorite, my favorite mantra, because you have to trust the process. Just enjoy your process, enjoy it, make it fun. You make a mistake, you're not your mistake, pick yourself back and continue. There's no pressure. Put yourself under unnecessary pressure. Don't compare yourself, just pick yourself up and continue. And it's even nice that you're making the mistake now, because if you're already, let me say, in the senior level and you make some mistakes, it would be too expensive at that stage, right? So I would just say, allow yourself, learn, make mistakes, trust the process, enjoy the process, and in due time you'll get to where you want to be or where you envision yourself getting to, you know. It's like that's all on my end. Yeah.
Thank you very, very much, Mata. I will share. I'll share how we got to know each other. That's inside the cooler. not yeah. Everybody should know that yet. All right. So, thank you for coming. Right, for people or for individuals that would like to contact you, how do you think, or how do you want them to reach out? Basically, share your handles. No phone number.
Oh, okay. You can reach out to me on Instagram, Martha Adeleke, Twitter, Martha Adeleke, LinkedIn, Martha Adeleke, everywhere. Martha Adeleke, I'm more active on Facebook. Yeah. Then maybe you can send an email to me at MarthaAdeleke@gmail.com. Yeah. I see.
Okay, thank you very much once again. And to everyone out there, I'm pretty sure that you've been able to pick up 1, 2, 3 minimum, at very minimum 3 things that I'm sure would help in your design growth and your design journey. If you are here and you're not a designer, obviously whatever you've heard here would also be impactful in your respective journey. The idea or the reason behind this podcast is to influence designers, but to also influence the guys that are not designers, who are also looking to build themselves up in whatever creative field they are involved in. So I say thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Cheers, guys.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Bye, guys.
'm here again, right? Yeah, okay, thank you for listening to our kickoff episode, right? I believe it's been a great listen, not a great watch, a great listen for you, right? Just in case, if you have any comment, any reservations, any suggestions, right, please make sure to make a comment on any of the podcast platforms you might be making use of. You could also send us an email through our email address at thedesignershb@gmail.com. I'll spell it out: thedesignershb@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on our social media platforms at thedesignershb. We are on every platform, every major platform you can think of: Instagram, Facebook. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, we have a page on LinkedIn, and we're here actually. So thank you for listening, guys, and once again, see you in the next episode. Cheers.